It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, a review cleaner, which kind of plays like Die Hard, except it's in London, and it features a window cleaner played by Daisy Ridley. As the film begins, she's running late for work and must take her older autistic brother, played by Matthew Tuck, with her, as he's been kicked out of his care home. When she arrives at work, she deals with her insufferable bosses, who are the heads of an energy company targeted by environmental activists led by Clive Owen, who wants to use less violence and more truth about those rich people's crimes being exposed. That is, unless his crazy young associate, played by Taz Skarlar, sets up a coup d'etat and kills him off. With her brother and other innocent people in danger, Ridley is the building's only hope. Directed by Martin Campbell, The Cleaner doesn't have the screenplay to make the story more elevating, but it does succeed as campy entertainment. It deals with the right topics about autism, the environment, and how the main heroine can distinguish between good and evil, and Ridley delivers the goods in her role. It's continuing proof that she doesn't need to act like Rey Skywalker all the time, and if you do get the opportunity to see it, you might have fun. 3 stars. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. Coming on next, a soldier loses her wisecracking best friend and the dramedy My Dead Friend Zoe. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.